There's a burning question. How did Beau Lamar Condon become a police officer in the first place? The 28-year-old joined the force in 2019. Before that, he was a celebrity chaser. He'd track down Hollywood stars while they were visiting Australia. He'd do everything he could to have a photo taken with them. Psych testing involved in the recruitment of New South Wales Police is now under the microscope. Applicants who apply to the police force must complete a 7-stage process that helps determine how suitable they are. Questions are now being asked about the test and how accurate it is. Rod Roberts is an Upper House MP and former New South Wales police officer, and he joins us live in the studio. Rod Roberts, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben, and thanks for having us here.
No worries. First of all, let me go to the news that we've broken this morning, the fact that Detective Inspector Glenn Brown is going to sit down with Beau Lamar Condon today and try to get some kind of confession out of him and find out the whereabouts of these two people, Luke Davies and Jesse Baird, and he's going to remind him about no body, no parole laws. This is going to be a big operation today.
Yeah, well, it will be, Ben, and I hope for the families involved that the suspect eventually tells and discloses where the bodies are, so there can be some form of closure for the family.
One of the dramas here is that you've got lawyers who get in their ears, and apparently that's what happened late last week. Two lawyers turned up and said to Beau, shut up, don't say anything.
Yeah, well, perhaps the police have missed their opportunity. Perhaps they should have interviewed Beau very early on in the piece and hopefully extracted something from him. But if they don't, it's not really their fault, mate. That's what happens when lawyers get involved. And it is the suspect's right to remain silent.
Is nobody, no parole a strong argument to be sharing with someone like this individual?
Well, certainly. Look, he is a young person. And let's remember, Ben, he hasn't been convicted yet. He is only a suspect at this stage. So you and I are very aware of those sort of things in court proceedings. But even if he was convicted, he's relatively young. Say he does 40 to 50 years. He's still eligible for parole in 60s or 70s, perhaps. But without telling where the bodies are, he won't be able for that. And also, though, in sentencing originally, if he doesn't show contrition or assistance to the police, the judge will take that into account on sentencing if he is found guilty.
People are wondering, how did this bloke find his way into the police force? I mean, he was essentially a celebrity stalker. That's what he was. He used to run around Sydney. He'd spend days and nights trying to bump into celebrities, have his photo taken with Hollywood superstars. And this was a question put to the Police Commissioner Karen Webb yesterday by senior reporter with the Nine Network, Damien Ryan.
At 16, he's roaming the streets, chasing celebrities and superstars, and he was actually doing it up until last week. Is that a fit background for a police officer?
Well, I mean, that will be borne out through the investigation and review of his recruitment file, which includes psychological assessment and other factors. And our recruits are assessed by psychologists, so that will form part of the investigation.
On the surface, it seems like a strange match, doesn't it?
Oh, it certainly does. It doesn't sound like the sort of person I'd want to recruit to have working for me, Ben.
Why is that?
Well, it just doesn't tally up. A police officer is a very important role, a very respected role, a very onerous role, and you only want the best. His background in chasing celebrities doesn't sound like he's a fit for the police force.
And that's not something he gave up. Even last week he was still doing it with a member of the Kardashian family in town. He was chasing them around and having his photo taken with him. He was also posing on social media in plain clothes and showing his police-issued Glock, which they're not supposed to do. There are a few red flags here along the way, Rod.
They should have been picked up earlier, Ben, I reckon. His supervisors and his senior officers, wherever he's located or attached to, should have been able to pick these up much earlier.
There's also an incident involving Beau Lamar Condon tasering a man in the face during an arrest, and this happened 12 months after he joined the force. And this was also an issue. Somehow he was cleared over that matter. But if you have a look at the footage, I don't know whether you've seen the footage, but it's pretty shocking. And the police commissioner was asked yesterday about that footage of the taser incident.
See the video of the tasering incident involving this officer?
No, I haven't. I've heard about it and understand.
You really
I think that, yeah, I understand where you're going.
It's worth looking at.
That's right. And it will form part of the investigation.
What's the issue with Karen Webb and taser videos? She doesn't like watching them.
Well, Ben, that's not the actions of a police commissioner. If I was the commissioner, I'd want to be across everything. Clearly, this is very pertinent at the moment. People like yourself are asking questions. I'd want to watch the video so I was able to answer people like yourself and the rest of the community who are really concerned.
The taser video's an older one, but it was republished on Thursday last week. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it's been over news websites and people have been saying this guy in the taser video is the same guy who's accused over the deaths of these two men, Luke and Jesse. But she didn't watch it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday or Monday. And this seems to be the issue with Karen Webb, not being across the detail.
Well, there's a clear pattern forming, Ben. I mean, we saw the same thing, unfortunately, with the tasering of poor Claire Nowlan down in Cooma before. She wasn't across that brief. She refused to watch the video there. And this is systemic. You know, everybody's entitled to make a mistake, but Karen Webb didn't learn from the Claire Nowlan incident, and she's carrying on in exactly the same way.
We're talking to Rod Roberts, the Upper House MP and former police officer. What's the feeling in the force about Karen Webb and the way she's rolling at the moment?
There's absolutely no confidence from the troops at all, Ben, from the senior management right down to those at the coalface. She's not a leader. She's not leading them like a leader should do.
She's got a long time to go on a contract, though, so what happens? Do they just wait it out or does Chris Minns act?
Oh, Chris Minns has got to act. Ben, it was only this time last week that Brad Banducci, your mate Brad, was tapped on the shoulder by the chairman of the board and the board of directors of Woolworths because of his performance at his interview with Four Corners. Well, the chairman of the board, Chris Minns, and his directors, the Cabinet of New South Wales, need to tap Karen Webb on the shoulder and tell her that performance that she had with you yesterday morning and then the stand-up press conference is not what you expect from a leader of the police.
When she was asked about her performance and her track record, she described any criticism as offensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, she got on the front foot and attacked. Fancy attacking the media. She is there to answer the questions. Now, the media are the conduit between the community and her, and they were fair questions they put to her, and she just went into attack mode. It's like when she, yesterday with her interview with you, she said, oh, Mr. Roberts should have known I was at budget estimates all day. Well, she failed to tell you, Ben, that budget estimates start at 9 and finish at 5. There's a morning tea break. There's a very generous 1.5 hour lunch break. Plus, God bless them, they have an afternoon tea break.
And I would have thought if you're the police commissioner in New South Wales, it's a 24/7 gig anyway. We'll see what happens with Karen Webb. We really appreciate you coming in the studio this morning.
Thanks very much, Ben.
The Police Commissioner Karen Webb has fronted up on Sunrise this morning, and there's been an exchange between the Commissioner and the Sunrise host Natalie Barr. She questioned if Karen Webb is doing enough for the people of New South Wales.
Commissioner, it's about leading. You mentioned you're the leader, and no matter how busy you are, you have a police officer allegedly involved in this. You have a crime that has gripped this nation, particularly this city. 3 days to speak? Come on.
It's still a live investigation, as I said. It's very complex investigation.
You don't have to convict everyone. You don't have to convict anybody. But to stand up there and speak and be human, wasn't that a mistake not to do that?
What I did on Sunday was I spoke to Jesse's family. What I did yesterday was spoke to Luke's family.
Okay. The police commissioner was also asked if she had any words for the people questioning her leadership.
I'm the commissioner. Like I said, the haters are going to hate, and I've got the confidence of the minister and the premier, and I've got a job to do. And really, as I said, the important thing, this is really about these families.
The haters are going to hate. So she thinks it's a good idea to be quoting Taylor Swift lyrics because Taylor Swift has been in Australia. It's not about the haters are going to hate. It's about whether or not you're the right person to do the job. Yesterday, when she was asked about that at the news conference, she said it was offensive for someone to even suggest that. Well, I'm sorry, but we're all subject to review. We've all got to accept criticism that comes our way. And when you're in public life, you've got to accept that this is part of your job. And overwhelmingly, people are saying that they're not impressed with the way you are running the New South Wales Police Force.